9 minutes gone here at Linnet Stadium. It's corner number two for FC United, and it's going to be taken on this left-hand side by Fran Sullivan. In it comes, and again it's another one. Oh, it's an own goal straight into the top corner on the far side. And
I'm not sure who's going to get the credit for it, but we'll give it Kirsty for now, maybe.
Well, it was Fran Sullivan who took the corner. In it went towards the near post, and there was plenty of fizz on that corner. And well, the defender didn't do the best with it and flicks off her head into the far corner, and not much the goalkeeper could do with that one. And on 10 minutes, Paul, FC United have taken the lead.
Yeah, it was a difficult corner. It was flighted in very powerfully, and all it needed was a touch, and it looked like the Stockport player got the touch, whoever it was.
Bergen tries to cross that ball in. It's defended by Abby Carrington, and it's going to be another corner to Stockport County. What corner is that, Paul?
Third corner
of the afternoon for Stockport County on the 25th minute here.
They've had four goal attempts, but nothing to trouble the keepers yet.
Maybe this time round for Stockport County. Another corner from the right-hand side. It was a dangerous one the last time from County. In it comes again towards the far post. Who's going to get on that ball? Well, County trying to scramble that ball over the line. And it's given. Not the prettiest of goals from County, but they just charged it over the line.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, as you said, it wasn't a pretty goal, but it was sheer force of numbers, I think. And Gemma Jackson was able to stop it crossing the line.
Gemma Jackson on the edge of her own box clears the lines out towards his left hand side. One bounce and it finds Chambers. Chambers lays it back off to Fran Sullivan, to Greenall now for FC. Greenall along the halfway line it goes to find Foster. Foster with a nice pass there to Fields. Back it goes to Greenall. Greenall is tackled though, and the clearance made only as far as Fran Davis, who does well and plays the ball out left to Carrington. Carrington forward to Sullivan. Sullivan being hassled again in midfield. Greenall does well this time, finds Foster. Foster forward it goes to Battle. Battle shields it well and plays the ball back to Foster. Foster now midway into County's half with a ball over the top. Again, it's well read by Wilson. Jess Battle. Well, the ball was cut out there once again from Wilson. He's had a very good half. The ball broke to Jess Battle, who levered it, and in it went, Paul. 2-1.
Well, it was an uncomplicated strike, and it's a 47th of the season.
Well, there you go. And well, it comes about following, for the first time in the half, a bit of crisp passing in midfield.
Yeah, we actually used, it was the pass and movement that we used to, the crisp passing and the good positioning, and it was the first time we've really put any pressure on them, and they've cracked.
And a fine finish there from Jess Battle. And well, on 42 minutes, FC United are back in the lead. You know what, Paul? I can smell extra time coming a mile off, just so you know.
Yeah, well, that is a possibility. We might face extra time this afternoon, stroke evening.
I'm having a lovely time, Paul. You bring wine?
We'll have to ask the fan zone what they've got left.
Free kick to Stockport County, just inside this touchline here. Long ball. It's a long, difficult pass. Jackson doesn't get to it. It's going to be scrambled over the line here. Stockport County. I've got an equaliser, and well, another messy goal this afternoon.
And I think it's Shelby Wollstonecraft to twist the knife here. Opportunist poke into the gaping goal. Gemma Jackson came out for the cross, didn't quite get there, and then it was just the scramble along the 6-yard line.
Well, I did say I do smell extra time coming a mile off. FC United have to get themselves out of third gear.
Well, we had extra time at Camel Head, of course, where we prevailed. So we've been there before if we have to.
Well, it's been a long season, and well, we're 4 minutes away from it being even longer. Might use that line again at full time. O'Reilly clears it. Flanagan gets the ball back for FC United, goes one way, goes another, plays the ball to McCarrick. McCarrick is dispossessed though in midfield, and now Wollstonecraft plays this ball forward. Sullivan cuts this out. Sullivan now, nice through ball there to find Chambers. Chambers is onside on the left hand side, checks in field, still going. Chambers shoots into the far corner. And well, for starters, what a ball from Fran Sullivan, but what a piece of skill and what a fine finish from FC United's captain Kirsty Chambers. With 4 minutes left to play, it's 3-2, Paul.
If ever a captain came to the party, it's Kirsty Chambers. She's made so many goals this season and scored so many, and now she scored a critical goal late in this game, which might secure the treble.